I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect on KPLU, and the theme of our show today is mind games. And at this point, we're going to shift just a tiny bit toward the games part of that theme, as in video games. And in this case, picture old-school, refrigerator-sized arcade games. Back in 1981, video games were still novel enough that when a new one appeared, sometimes long lines would spill out of the arcades and into the mall parking lot. This story is about a game that may or may not have ever existed, but has definitely become the stuff of urban folklore.
The game was very unusual. There were a lot of, you know, strange shapes on dark backgrounds.
That's Portland historian Joe Streckert. He explained how, according to legend, this game called Polybius appeared in suburban Portland arcades in the early 80s.
Once you played it, it would do weird things to you. There were stories of kids fighting to be the ones to play the game next. You would have weird sort of emotional reactions to it, sometimes thinking about suicide. One of my favorite variations is that a kid played Polybius and then was unable to feel sad.
And here's my favorite part of the story. Later on, mysterious men in black would show up and download whatever information the game had captured about its users.
Who knows what they were trying to do? Was it some kind of, you know, secret government military recruitment type thing? Were they looking at the high score list and wanted to know who those people were and then use them for something?
Now, this all sounded pretty far-fetched to me, like a nerdy little tall tale. And Joe Streckert says, yeah, it does kind of read like a ghost story.
It is very much a video game ghost story. It's never described as something that has like a cute mascot like Mario or Donkey Kong or Q-Bert. It's described as being very abstract. And there is kind of an evocative creepiness to playing something that's just an abstraction. And then later on, stuff happens to you.
So did it exist?
There are a number of things that lead me to believe it probably wasn't a thing. There's no reference to Polybius in any contemporary gaming magazines. There's also no records of any arcades, you know, owning an old cabinet. The first known reference we have to Polybius comes from a Usenet post in 1998 that pretty much has the seeds of the story that I just mentioned to you. Kids getting weird, and then mysterious men in black checking the game and taking it away. And that also mentions that it was made by a company called Sinneschlossen, which I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's a fake German word anyway. We have no record of that company ever existing.
So all signs point to something that was sort of concocted, perhaps, to fit this story. But are there any grains of truth to it?
Yeah, the reason I think that Polybius is an interesting and effective story, it plays on a lot of things that were real. In the early 1980s, you do have a lot of people who are afraid of video games. They think they're addictive. People were still worried about Japan buying everything because they think it's a Trojan horse for Japanese culture to invade America. This was a real thing that people were worried about.
So they thought, yeah, Nintendo was a stalking horse for Japanese imperialism?
Exactly. There were people wringing their hands that, you know, kids liked Mario instead of Mickey. There were also worries that, you know, video games make you violent. Another thing that I think is interesting about it, in the public consciousness at the time, was the idea of like, oh, you can consume this visual medium and then bad things will happen to you. It can trigger an epileptic episode. That Usenet post, that's the first known reference to Polybius, is from 1998. And in 1997, there was a famous episode of Pokemon that did trigger epileptic fits in a lot of people, and that got a lot of press.
And what about the other piece of this, the men in black part, the idea that some sort of shadowy government involvement is playing a big role?
Actual real American military has used video games in training. Battlezone. It was a 1980s arcade game. A version of it was made to train people to use the Bradley fighting vehicle. And then there was a video game, America's Army. That was a shooter in the early 2000s where you would play as American soldiers fighting terrorists, which was very obviously a propaganda tool. The idea of authority figures using video games to coerce or train the youth isn't really that weird.
This is interesting because this has a lot of the characteristics of mythology, as you've described it, where there are, it's sort of tapping into or expressing some pretty deep psychological or sociological drives. But It sort of sounds like somebody just made it up, which makes it sound more like a joke or a hoax than a myth.
I don't think it being the work of one specific person necessarily makes it, you know, not a myth. And what I mean by that is that original Usenet post, that was definitely the work of a single person. The person who it's usually attributed to is a guy called Cyber Yogi. That was his screen name. His real name is Christian Oliver Windler. He's a German guy. And I contacted him about it. He said, I have nothing to do with it. Stop talking to me. And then he sent me this whole long, incoherent thing about mind control. he is also a guy who, on the English language version of his website, claims to be the founder of Lolo. I'll probably say it wrong. Lololoji. He calls it a reason-based religion. And he does seem to have the temperament of the guy who would invent this for fun. But whether or not Cyber Yogi Christian Oliver Windler wrote that post or not, other people picked up on it and started doing their own thing with the Polybius story. There are people who have made art. People have made fake cabinets. There was an episode of Simpsons called Please Homer Don't Hammer Him. And there's a Polybius machine in that.
These games are so old. Who got these high scores? Pilgrims?
So even if it was originally just a work of one person, there are a lot of people who have played with it. And that definitely makes it, I think, like a myth or folklore or legend. Video games are still a young medium. And I think video games still lack the self-confidence that, say, you know, drama or literature, film have. You know, people talk about, are video games art? I mean, yes, they're art. Of course they're art. And the idea of people playing Polybius and getting emotionally weird, that makes video games as powerful as we think drama is, or we think literature is. That gives it a certain legitimacy that I think a lot of people who are into video games still want the medium to have. You know, creepy, weird power, it still has power.
So it's in a way an expression of a kind of inferiority complex or something like that that surrounds this young and developing medium as our culture kind of reckons with what it is and how important it is in our society.
I think calling it an inferiority complex, I don't know if that's charitable, but I don't think that's inaccurate.
Thanks so much, Joe, for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Joe Streckert is a Portland-based historian. His new ebook, The Legend of Polybius, is available on Amazon.